Hello and welcome to ATN World News. I'm Leah, and it's great to be with you, the listeners all around the world. Today, I'm so thrilled to have with us CCM artist, songwriter, pastor, and so much more, Scott Wesley Brown. Let me give you a little bio. He's had several number one hits. He's topped the charts. And most noted songs are Yeshua HaMashiach. Wow, that's a powerful song. He will carry you, and I wish you Jesus. So good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Leah. It's great to be with you again.
Ah, awesome. It's great having you on film here for people to see. And you may see he has a little guitar strap there because he's going to do a little mini concert at the end of the interview. So what a treat we have waiting for us. You'll get to hear his golden voice. And I'd like to do an updated thing with Scott about what's going on now. And there's two exciting things and a new exciting project coming up. But first, he's come out with his latest CD called Worshipfully. Tell our audience about that a little bit, Scott.
Well, Worshipfully is actually a compilation CD. I've done a number of worship CDs throughout the years, and some of them have been discontinued, so I decided to go back and grab some of my favorite songs off those CDs, and then I'd written some new songs, and I thought, well, I'll just add those into the mix, and out came this new CD called Worshipfully, and I also titled it that because I think when we worship, we need to worship fully, and so that's the little trick there in the title of the CD, but I'm really excited about it. These are songs I didn't want them to fall by the wayside, fall through the cracks, and so I did that new CD.
And where can people buy that online, Scott?
Well, the best thing to do is just go to scottwesleybrown.com, and it's got all the information on that new CD as well as all of the others.
Yeah, that sounds cool. And I just heard there's an incredible new project coming up called Legacy. That he's working on, and the Killer Bees, and that sounds funny, there's a story behind that. The Killer Bees being Scott Wesley Brown, Bruce Carroll, and Bob Bennett. And it seems as though someone in an audience, when they were singing together, called out the Killer Bees because there's bees in each of their names. It's kind of funny. But they're going to be on it with a few other artists. So go ahead and tell us more about that, Scott.
Well, what this album is doing is bringing attention to the whole ministry of the Legacy Coalition and what the Legacy Coalition, and they were a part of Awana, and many people have heard of the ministry of Awana, who work with kids, but the Legacy Coalition works with grandparents, and there are 30 million Christian grandparents in America, and many of them are raising their own grandkids, or many of them have great relationships with their grandkids, but they have no training in terms of how do you really disciple your grandkids? How do you leave a legacy in your own life and relationship for your grandkids that they might continue to walk in the ways of the Lord? There are so many scriptures throughout the Bible that tell us to teach our children and our children's children and even our children's children's children. And so the Legacy album that we're doing is involving about maybe 10 or 12 different artists. We're in the final stages now of getting all the songs together. And it's just something that will help the Legacy Coalition get its message out about the wonderful conferences that they have around the country, the resources that they can make available to grandparents on how to, what we do, we call it intentional grandparenting. There's a real plan. It's not just a play and pray or just fill them up with sweets, but there's a real planned out way of helping them to understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so this album is just another resource of Legacy Coalition, and hopefully it'll be a way of drawing attention to the ministry that they have and letting people know how they can be godly grandparents.
Ah, that sounds wonderful because it's most effective to reach people when they're in their youth, you know, when they're open. So that's a wonderful project, and people will try and keep you updated on that as it goes along. And it's just great that there's a few artists that you know and have loved throughout the years. And Scott's one of those parts of that genre back in the day that had really meaningful songs. CCM music. You know, I asked your friend once, Bruce Carroll, about it, and he said, do we even have CCM music anymore? And he said, I mean, I gave my central nervous system to it. Where is it? You know? And so I'm wondering, what's your thoughts on CCM today, Scott?
I think the thing that I get the most concerned about is the overproduction, that some of the services seem like a Las Vegas production with smoke pots and strobe lights and mosh pits. My question is that appropriate worship? I know people say you need to look in the heart and judge a man by that, but I just think that sometimes there is this overproduction that takes the attention away from Jesus Christ and puts it on the effects that are happening in the worship service. So that's my big concern.
Scott wrote a blog once saying, isn't Jesus enough? And Scott will be working more on his blog. You can go online, Scott Wesley Brown blog at WordPress. You should be able to pull it up and hear more from him on that. And, you know, that is a good point that's made. You have to strike a balance. I think most young artists that are talented truly want to do meaty projects. They want to sink their chops into it. But I think that the industry that pays them or will take them on has more of an agenda of, no, let's just keep it, you know, like this, and just, you know, what can I say? Nothing more than repeated phrases or trance type thing. So all I can say is be bold and go ahead and stick to your guns and your messages, you know. A little bit more. I know that Scott's such a busy person, and he's going to have to fly off here in a few minutes. So what I'm going to do, because I really want to get these two songs in here. He has the golden voice, you know. We want to hear this treasured voice of his. And what I wanted to say is, Scott, if there's anything on your mind right now that God's put on it, please share it with us. What's on your mind?
Well, I think the most important thing, and it kind of relates to what I just said about worship, is that we need to get back to the basics. You know, one of the things I do appreciate about the earlier Jesus music was its simplicity, and it was about people just wanting to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I've grown up in that industry, and I've seen it expand, and it's has a farther reach, which is exciting. But I often wonder, what are we reaching people with? What kind of a culture are we creating? This kind of new high-tech culture that surrounds worship today really concerns me. I think we need to get back to the simplicity of the gospel. I mean, not that the gospel is always simple, it's very complex, but I think just the simple relationship that we have with Jesus, that we point people to Christ, and that has been something that I've been trying to do in my church, and I've been encouraging others to do, just to get back to the basic, simple gospel of Jesus Christ.
You know, God made it that way in His Word, that even a child could understand it, and I've read it where, like, they say, well, look at a mountain, look at a beach, look at the natural raw beauty of it untouched by man. And some things are just beautiful as they are, you know, untouched. And so I agree with you there. And listen, everyone, here's a really special listening experience. Scott is going to go ahead and sing a couple of songs for us. I Wish You Jesus. Many of you remember that, and the next one He Will Carry. Thank you, Scott. Take it away.
I could wish you joy and peace to last a whole life long. I could wish you sunshine, our cheerful little song. I wish you all the happiness that this life could bring, but I wish you Jesus. But I wish you Jesus. But I
Oh gosh, that's so awesome. I really enjoyed that. And we're going to hear one more piece, and it's beautiful. I just pray that you be blessed by it. He will carry you. Thank you.
Now I'm going to try to do this in a little bit of a lower key because it's a little early in the morning out here in California. So I've got to lower it so I can hit all those notes. But and these songs both are really simple songs that just get down to the core of what the gospel is all about. There is no problem too big. God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall. He cannot move. There is no storm too dark. God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep. He cannot soothe it. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my brother, that he will carry. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my sister, that he will carry you. He said, come unto me, cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall. He cannot move. There is no storm too dark. God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep. He cannot see. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my brother, that he will carry you. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders,
shoulder. I know my brother that he will carry you. He may carry the weight of the world upon his shoulder. I know my sister that he will carry you. He will carry you. He will carry you.
Wow. What a voice, what a blessing. Those are fantastic classics that really touch the heart, and I appreciate it so much, Scott. And I know that your very hectic schedule demands you to be certain places so often, so I thank you for taking the time to be with us today, Scott.
Well, you are so welcome. God bless you all.
Yes, God bless you. And until next time, I'm Leah reminding you that God loves you.